Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm excited about your boys starting their next business phase.
Yes.
They're in their second, these entrepreneurs,
man.
Starting their own business. They have, last year did an excellent job at listening to their father's advice and gleaning from his experience and taking all their mother's supplies.
Yeah.
And began a cookie business.
They sure did.
Wow. We hate to say that publicly because we know the government has been very restrictive. They've closed down lemonade stands. It could be the end of the cookie sale.
As we know it.
But these guys, and they're just precious anyway. So I mean, I told them, I said, you got to let people see your face. You got to let people see your face when you go talk. And I can already see the card now, you know. Mm-hmm. But now they're starting their next business this year. They're coming out of school. They're about to go into the summertime. And it's their next Harvard study of the business. And this is how you learn, by the way. You want to know how to just get out there and begin to do something.
Let's do it.
And when IRS writes you for the taxes, it's like, oh, I remember. Don't get an accountant that keeps their books in pencil.
On paper.
With a pencil. Mm. With a pencil.
And a pencil.
With a pencil.
Ooh.
We're not going to talk about Pat's experience. But the anybody who keeps their books in pencil.
That's an expensive one.
It just kept changing. Wait a minute. No, you owe me some more. Oh. Whoops. That's all right. I'll just change it tonight.
Oh, great.
But they're starting their lawn business.
Yes, they are.
And unlike, you know, the hair that doesn't grow on John's head, that grass continues to grow in America. America's known for their lawns and all that, for those that are listening outside of the country. But they're going to cut the grass.
Cut the grass.
Trim the hedges. I mean, they got it broken down, man. They got it broken down.
But did they cut your grass?
Not yet.
That's kind of how it works.
Not yet.
For all the customers listening, this is a disclaimer letting you know.
I don't know. They're really good at picking up leaves, though.
You have to pay them to get you to.
I'm not sure.
That's kind of how it works. You don't ever assume they're going to do your stuff. Believe me, that ain't going to happen.
Yeah, it's amazing how motivated they are to start their business, right, earn money. The motivation is amazing.
Well, I was talking to them, and they said, they're giving me their business plan.
Hey.
They have a business plan. Now.
Wrote out.
What's their ages now?
13 and
12.
Thank you, Dad. Anyways. Yeah. Think about this. They're presenting their business plan. And they're doing a good job of it because they had to do it off the top of their head because they didn't have it with me when they were talking to me. And so they give me a price. And they give me the price. And I think, man, that's, you know, including myself, I'm thinking, that's not a lot of money. I mean, they're not going to make much. And then I finally find out they go, that's just the front yard. I'm thinking, man, you're going to make a killing. They're like, if the backyard is twice as much, if you do the trimming, if we clip the clippings, which is, I think, a John word. Clippings is a John word, isn't it?
Yeah, like toenails.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Clippings.
Thank you.
It's not called clippings. That's like an 80s
like
word.
I'm promise keeping.
right. Promise. That's a Lewis word. Remember that? That's a Lewis word.
It made me think of Lewis.
Promise keeping. And then the monkey. Anyway, so
move on.
So, just want to pray a blessing. Hey, listen, kids, this is summertime. You can either sit around and be distracted by a whole bunch of nothingness called virtual games, or you can get into actual life. And there's people out there that they're looking for somebody. I mean, decrepit, ancient folks like John, who needs somebody to come cut their grass to maybe take their trash out. And believe it or not, this is a good business. Think about this. You got all summer to do this. It won't take you long to do it. But there's people that have dogs. And they love feeding the dogs. They love petting the dogs. But when you put food in a dog, it comes out the other end of the dog. And they're real busy. A lot of people are real busy. This is a real good business. You just say, for this amount of money, every week, I will come by your house. And I will be a pooper scooper.
That's right.
And I will clean up your dog stuff and put it in your trash can for you.
You know there's somebody out there doing that.
No, really. Well, listen, don't be discouraged.
Don't be discouraged.
There's a lot of stuff. Poop out there.
I was just shocked that somebody actually does that.
Listen. I'm trying to encourage you now. Just don't listen.
Don't listen.
Shut his mic down.
Can someone get the producer
mic
off?
Do not play the Nintendo game. Go back. Listen to me. Entrepreneurialism. Listen, you know, if they won't hire you, you can build your own business. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you. I'm telling you, you know, I taught my son this at an early age, and my kids this, my girls at this, and they work, they are successful in earning a living. And this is how you do it. And think about it. All summer long, you'll have cash in your pocket. As a matter of fact, you may have more cash than your daddy or your mama sometimes because they're actually paying for your stuff, your cookie mix and your gas in the lawnmower, maybe.
Yeah.
But either way, but just think about that. So I want to encourage you that our God is a God of creative ideas and concepts. You don't even know. There's a lot of people just need some help. They're not as strong as they once were. And you can help out around. There may be a lady in the neighborhood that you can help out with a few things here and there. And this is all kinds of, but everybody has a yard. You know, everybody has a yard, and anybody has a dog, no matter what they tell you, if they're feeding it, there's something needs to be picked
that's
up.
That's right.
And you can make a lot of money no matter what Pat says. Listen, I just want to encourage you. You can do business. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.
Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.